Go in or go with Victor Hedman first, rate a point.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Excuse me.
There it is, we'll find you.
Victor, familiar face ties the game at 2 in the second period, or in the third period, but then you guys respond. What do you think of that response tonight?
No, I think overall, I think we played a real solid game and didn't let the result matter too much to us, so kept plugging away, and I thought we overall today were the better team.
Victor, obviously third period hasn't been great for you guys this year. You know, being able to, you know, respond, what did that kind of mean?
No, it's good. Obviously, giving up that second goal, you know, with the way things have been going the last few games, it's easy to take a step back. But I thought we took over the game once again after that and able to get some zone time and able to capitalize. So that was big for us. So, well, like I said, I think we played really well today.
You guys are able to establish that zone time like you did. How much does that play into success for you guys, you know?
No, it's obviously huge. You know, we have so much skill in our group, but I think this starts with shooting pucks. And we talked about that earlier or a few days ago, but you see on that shift too, we retreat pucks, we get movement, we're shooting pucks, and good things are going to happen. You know, it's not every day that I end up by the net and, you know, coach and pointer up high, but that's what good teams do. You read off each other and see what's open, and we're able to capitalize.
How nice to score from in front of the net.
It's easy to be a forward. You know, you get pucks in the crease like that, so, but now that was huge, and I kind of lost it for a second there when Sherney shot it, but I saw that Peter didn't see the puck, and he was kind of, you know, looking around and, you know, came back pretty hard, but, was able to get it back in on it.
How were you guys able to shut Bedard down as well as he did tonight after he obviously had success in Tampa?
Yeah, we didn't give him the puck this time. You know, special player, and, you know, he gets treated like that. You know, he's 18 years old, but he's got to go up against, you know, the other team's shutdown line and their top D pair, so... You know, it's not an easy league to come into, but he's done a phenomenal job. Obviously, all the pressure on him, but he's got some good veteran guys around him, I think, and, you know, that takes good care of him. And, you know, today we didn't even give him chances. He had to earn them, but you can still see when he gets the puck, you know, it's, you know, you don't know what he's going to do. So, you know, obviously meeting him once, and we wanted to make sure that we did a better job on him this game.
Right before you scored, you had his line penned up pretty good in the zone, and then you were able to slip down and tap it in. I mean, you kind of tired him out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's where you want to keep, you know, their top end guys. You want to have them play in their own end instead of, you know, the other way around. So, but he's just touching this league, and I mean, he's still, you know, 14 games in, and, you know, he's got a lot of years in front of him, so it's going to be up and down, but I think he's handled himself great, and it's fun to watch.
Victor, I think you guys only had 2 goals, defensemen, going into this.
Three.
But, I mean, having 2 tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you guys are active in the zone, you know, how much does that help?
No, it's obviously big, and... you know, for us, we pride ourselves in playing good defensively, but there's no secret that we want to contribute offensively as well. So, that was big for us. You know, Sergey got that goal in the second, and you know, just you know, we got to keep going. And Sherney had a lot of good looks, and you know, Forrest did a good job of finding us, and we were able to capitalize.
Thank you.
I had 3 goals before.
You had 3 goals.
Yeah, I know.
No, he tried to score.
Brandon, they scored to tie the game at 2 in that third period. What do you think of your team's response tonight?
I liked it. You know, we just kind of kept playing our game. I thought for the most part we played a pretty good game tonight, and I didn't think we panicked. You know, we've been giving up some leads here, and it kind of snowballs on us, but tonight I thought we didn't panic. We just kept playing the same way, and we were able to get another one to get the win.
I know you have a veteran core, but there's plenty of new guys on this team, too. How do you not panic in those situations?
I think it's just, it's a confidence thing. You know, you got to, especially when you're playing a pretty good game and getting chances and it's not going in and the guy's making good saves. I thought, you know, tonight we were getting some good looks. And, you know, I think when you're having that kind of game, it's easier just to stay the course. And, you know, I think, like you said, our leadership guys did a good job of that tonight.
How nice was it to break the scoring drought, and how odd was that?
Yeah, it's always nice to score. Two games, I think, we went there with no. So, yeah, it was good. You know, I think, like I said, for the most part, I liked our game tonight.
I mean, when you guys get over that, you know, with the goal, after what's gone on the past couple of games, how much does that make a difference to the bench or just each you guys in general?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it's tough when you lose two games in a row there and not score. It's, you know, it's uncommon for our group. And, you know, I think, you know, we just had to kind of dig down and bear down and play hard and, you know, kind of create our breaks. And I think that's what we did tonight.
You guys dominated the time tonight. When you guys are doing that, playing to your strengths like that, I mean, how much easier is it to bounce back, get a lead, do all the things you need to do?
Yeah, sure. I mean, anytime you're playing in their zone, you're not playing in yours, right? So makes the game a whole lot easier. I think tonight we did a good job not forcing too many plays, just kind of controlling that pressure and then waiting for our looks. And I think that's kind of why we got the result with the win.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Boyd. Yep.